throughout, it's the stuff I've read that goes back isn't identified as any one philosophy, maybe the I Ching, but is that everything starts with the cosmos, and everything is interrelated, and what you're really trying to do is get the proper balance. And that's exactly what Barnard did. See, he talks about the efficiency and effectiveness. He talks about formal and informal organization. All these are these polarities, and he's looking for the balance to make it a cooperative social system. Yeah. Anyway, I hope that answers your question.
Cute.
Bill, you have been wonderful.
Well, you're so wonderful with praise that I'm getting, so I'm embarrassed.
No.
Now, what did Miriam say to you that you...
Well, she did ask me, and I was going to ask you. Ralph White has passed away, hasn't he?
I really don't know.
Ron Lippitt has, I know that, right?
Did she talk about the Kurt's laissez-faire leadership style?
A lot.
Yeah.
Tell us about the first time you met Miriam. I've told him that story, but I'd like for you to tell it, and then we're going to have to call it quits.
What's that?
Well, weren't you with her at NTL or in a group situation?
She was in a group of mine. I was a trainer at NTL.
Uh-huh.
That's a sensitivity training group, and it was really a fantastic group because it worked its many problems and got them solved. And afterwards, we went out to drink beer, and they asked me the intellectual heritage of the T group, and I began telling them about Kurt and the Connecticut workshop and all these things, and this woman who was name was Pasternak, and she said, "My father would never have approved of this." And I said, "Who the hell is your father?" And she said, "No." And then I got down on my knees and did several bows and said, "Why?" And sensitivity training had become sort of clinical in its orientation. It was on the individual. Kurt was interested in the group.
Uh-huh.
Kurt, and I don't know if she brought it up, but Kurt only studied isolated groups. And his stuff does not work when you get into hierarchical groups.
That's an interesting thought.
Uh-huh. You know, so it's a lot of people have generalized what the work going with it in White into areas where just it crashes, and then they say, "Oh, it's all bullshit," but it's not. The fact remains that leadership style has an impact, but it's not always the way it works in an isolated group.
Well, you're a role model for us all, and I...
Oh, thank you, sir.
Can't thank you enough for...
And I appreciate the opportunity, and any time I can be of help, just give me time to prepare next time.
Well, we express our appreciation. You have a wonderful day, and I'll envy you on your island.
In here, you know.
Thank you.